It's Friday, May 6th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On April 25th, the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom recommended that the U.S. Department of State designate Nigeria as a country of particular concern. And with good reason. Between 2015 and 2020, 12,600 Nigerian Christians have been killed by the Muslims. It has rightly been called a Christian genocide. This designation is required for countries that engage in or tolerate systemic, ongoing, and egregious violations of religious freedom. In the 14 years that the U.S. Religious Freedom Commission has recommended that Nigeria be designated as a bad actor, the Department of State has only accepted its recommendation a single time in 2020. Tragically, under President Joe Biden's inept leadership, Nigeria was subsequently taken off the country of particular concern list in 2021. This was an unprecedented move that drew widespread criticism from human rights groups. In a strongly worded press release on November 17, 2021, the U.S. Religious Freedom Commission called the State Department's 2021 delisting as, quote, unexplainable, end quote, saying it was appalled and displeased with the removal of Nigeria from the country of particular concern designation. Proverbs 24, verses 24 and 25 says, "Whoever says to the wicked, 'You are in the right,' will be cursed by peoples, abhorred by nations. But those who rebuke the wicked will have delight, and a good blessing will come upon them." As The Worldview reported on Thursday, Liverpool, England Mayor Steve Rotherham called for bus companies to remove the Christian ads promoting the upcoming crusades of evangelist Franklin Graham. In particular, the mayor is upset that Graham affirms a biblical view on marriage and sexuality. In an interview with the BBC, Rotherham dubbed Franklin Graham a, quote, hate preacher, end quote, who is, quote, homophobic, end quote. In response, Kathy Blake, the homeschool mother of 8 children in Fate, Texas, sent the Liverpool mayor an email in which she urged him, quote, to please kindly reconsider your stance on the removal of Franklin Graham's bus advertisements. Surely you are aware of all the good his ministry, Samaritan's Purse, has done all over the world. Mr. Graham's views and beliefs about homosexuality are based on the Bible. The Bible is not a hate-filled book. God is not a hateful God, and Franklin Graham is not a hateful homophobic, end quote. Kathy continued by saying, quote, do you have an issue with the Bible, God, or Christianity as a whole? Perhaps you can grab a Bible and attend Mr. Graham's event and see the love of Christ for yourself, end quote. Kathy abided by the admonition found in 1 Peter 3, verse 15. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have, but do this with gentleness and respect. If you want to add your voice to Kathy Blake's, you can send an email through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And feel free to BCC me at adam@theworldview.com. On Wednesday's edition of EWTN News Nightly, host Tracy Sable asked Charmaine Yost, the former president and CEO of Americans United for Life, about why someone was motivated to leak the Supreme Court draft on the possible overturning of Roe v. Wade.
We know the opinion was circulated to members of the court back in February, and the decision was due to be announced sometime in June or July before the justices go on their summer break. Why do you think the leak happened this week, and what do you think of this timing?
Well, I think it's a naked attempt to influence the internal vote of the Supreme Court. Obviously, whoever leaked it is trying to mobilize opposition. They wanted to see the instantaneous demonstrations that coincidentally came up immediately after the leak that were outside the Supreme Court.
Please pray that 4 of the Republican-appointed Supreme Court justices, Clarence Thomas, Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett, will remain strong and continue to stand with Samuel Alito in favor of overturning Roe v. Wade. How Republican-appointed Chief Justice John Roberts stands is not clear. And finally, From his home at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, former President Donald Trump talked with CBN's David Brody about Roe v. Wade, Disney, and how he warned the people about voting for Joe Biden. Brody started out with the likely overturning of Roe v. Wade.
Chuck Schumer says it's all your fault, of course, if Roe v. Wade gets overturned. Obviously, he's talking about those three pro-life Supreme Court justices.
Yeah.
Your thoughts?
Well, a lot of people are very happy about that.
Of course.
Some people maybe say it's my fault, and some people say thank you very much.
CBN's David Brody asked for President Trump's reaction to the news that Disney believes kinder through third grade students in public school should be told about homosexuality and gender confusion.
I think what's happened with Disney and what Disney's doing, Walt Disney is looking down.
What's he thinking?
He's not happy, okay? Walt Disney said, whatever happened to my beautiful Magic Kingdom?
When President Trump warned the American people in 2020 against voting for leftist Joe Biden, he was right.
I said these people are against evangelicals. I said they're against Israel. When I said that during debates and elsewhere, people sort of weren't sure. I turned out to be right.
And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, May 6th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.